episode of Mr. Badger Talks to Utter Scum. We've got a first-timer guest this time, and we're talking to the absolutely wonderful Lazy Slag. How's it going, Lazy?
That is a name I have not been called in some time. Thank you for bringing that one back. Yeah, I'm well, thank you.
Is that not your name?
Well, not commonly these days, no.
Hang on. Oh, shit. It's Larry, isn't it?
I'll answer to most things, but Lynn Smith. Lynn Smith.
Lynn, what's the last name again?
Smith.
That's a weird one, isn't it? I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, it's not too common these days.
No, is it German?
Certainly could be, in the right light.
In the right light.
Very, very good. Very, very good.
Nazi humour. What a start to the podcast. So Larry, from what I understand, you wanted to teach me about the world of fruit.
Well, I said that. Yes, I did say that I wanted to teach about the world of fruit. And then I realised very shortly after writing that I know very little about it myself. But fuck me, but I've done my reading.
It's not pretty. Fruit. You've got the elbows out. That's serious.
I'm rolling them up because I've got a lot to say, but I'll do some slow release.
For the listeners of this podcast, Lynn is quite controversial. So I'm guessing this is going to be a controversial take on fruit.
Well, it's a hot take on fruit. I'll give you that.
Hot fruit.
Everything. Hot take on hot fruit. Actually, I've got a lot of feelings about that too.
Oh, okay.
Chewed apples are all right, but I'll sow that seed later. But is there anything you'd like to know about fruit? Now I'm the resident expert on it.
What is fruit?
Well, this is the fucking thing. This is the thing. I have no idea anymore. I thought I knew what a fruit was and what a vegetable was.
Yeah.
Can you think of any common ones that, you know, like the tomato, for instance? Well, the tomato,
but I know
everyone knows.
The most famous vegetable is Professor Stephen Hawking, isn't it? Or it was.
Yeah, boy. Well, tell you what, second only to broccoli. Yes.
Who's he?
But now, broccoli, yeah, he's a nobody, don't worry about him, but apparently, big name. But actually a flower. Did you know that? Broccoli's a flower?
I thought it was a Chinese fella.
Here's a fun story about childhood. I thought that... It's not fun at all. I thought that broccoli, because it had two distinct parts, the stalk and the flower, I thought one bit was called Brock and one bit was called Ollie.
Brocconoli.
Brocconoli.
Ah,
oh,
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I routinely gagged on the Brock. So,
you gagged on the Brock.
Gagged on the Brock. Would not eat the Brock.
And you did this while you were a child, you said.
Yeah, the signs were there.
Were you fed in the BBC offices or something? Why?
I'm sure they would serve up sloppy Brock, but, you know.
Sloppy Brock. What a title for the show.
Yeah.
Sloppy Brock.
We'll have it.
With Big Larry. So we're putting out the broccoli. But then again, most flowers, well, not most, but quite a few flowers are edible, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever tried to eat a flower?
Yeah, like nettles. I've eaten nettles.
Already regretting asking the question, yeah.
Why? What's wrong with nettles?
No, nettles is fine. That's okay. I just thought you're going to take this somewhere else.
Oh, no.
You're
going
to take that somewhere else.
No,
you gave a very earnest answer, which...
Yeah, dandelions as well. We consume, especially with the other... What is burdock?
I've never known, but I imagine it's the part of dandelion and burdock that tastes like shit.
No, dandelion and burdock is a British delicacy. What are you drinking now? What's that?
It's a little coffee. Which, incidentally, is a berry.
Coffee is a berry. So
coffee's a fruit.
You're drinking fruit. So if you have five coffees a day, you've got your five a day.
Well, that's my argument now. I reckon I'm getting at least 50. Like, I'm getting in a lot, not just through coffee, but like, I reckon I'm getting a whole lot of fruit and veg a day.
Well, explain some of the fruit and veg that you didn't realise you were taking until now.
Right, what have we got?
For the audio listeners, she's just pulled out a giant A4 pad.
It's several pages, and there's a lot of just what the fuck's written down here. So, things I knew, the poem group, so apples and pears and shit, that's all fine.
That's not a very things, good poem.
Like berries. A poem, how sweet, what kind of poem would that be, no?
Apples and pears, actually, don't come down the stairs, or I'll shave off your hairs with my teeth.
Okay. I'm going to find the section. It's a lunatic scrawl, frankly. I actually can't read my own writing because I was very angry when I wrote it. I'll get into the berry section, actually, because there are things. This is the bit that wigs me out the most. Most things that we eat as fruit or vegetables are fucking berries, which include tomatoes. I've just had a berry.
Grapes, thank God. Tomatoes are berries.
Yeah. Tomatoes are berries. It kind of checks out.
No.
Hear out. Grapes.
I can understand a grape being a berry. They're the same.
Yeah, that feels all right. Cucumber is a berry.
No,
I brought one for. I brought one along just for reference.
I can't imagine that you bought that for any other reason, Larry.
Absolutely not. Just a visual aid. No, it's still wrapped because. I value safety. What else we got? Most citrus fruits are berries.
Okay.
So lemons are berries. Yeah. Worst of all, bananas. Bananas are fucking berry.
Banana the berry.
Banana the berry? Bananas are berries. Bananas are berries. Again, sole reason that I got this was for this podcast.
That's more representative of Mr. Badger. Thanks very much.
Yeah, but here's actually, this is the only reason that I brought up fruits as a thing, because I just wanted to display this to the wider world, although I respect there will be audio-only listeners. I'll try and explain it.
Before you go into this, that is a very small banana. Either that, or you are a very, very large person.
I'm fucking huge! But this is what I came to talk about. Bananas split into three segments, naturally. Did you know this? They have a fault line.
Yes, no. What?
You didn't know this. Yeah, right, so if I just sort of press this together now, I've not done any trickery here. They just have a split, and that's three segments, you see? Three discrete segments. So I found this out because I was an autistic kid, and I did this in my mouth. I found that it had three parts. It's the only fruit in the world that has three discrete segments. Why the fuck aren't we talking about it?
So... again, for the audio listeners, Lynn has just pushed a banana into... But you didn't smush it. You just pushed it and it fell apart into three different sections.
It just breaks up naturally.
So I found out that we eat bananas wrong. We eat them upside down.
Yeah. If you look to the primates.
Yeah. Well, not just the
primates. Really? Okay.
If you go to Eastern Europe, for example, they... open them correctly. It's only in Western culture that we
smush away at that top bit as well.
Yeah,
I've just done it and I ruined it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't even like them.
Although you know, you said that in the primate community they open them the other way around. That's a bit of a myth because they've been taught to open bananas. They normally just eat everything. They eat the skin, the lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless so you're
that's learned behaviour.
Yeah, unless you're saying that Shemek I'm not an authority in Poland is a primate.
Who's to say? I don't know him.
Controversial take number blueberries one from Big Lynn.
Yeah.
Polish people amongst
it's you. Not my take.
That's
not my take. You put the words in my mouth, you little shit. But
you put a banana in your mouth.
I sure did, and that was the last time. That was the last time. That was just a show.
Do you not like bananas?
Nah, man. Too creamy.
No, banana. If you wait for them to go a bit black, they are literally just sugar. They are nature's sugar.
Absolutely fucking hard pass, man. That they are, their rank, their rank.
What when it's black?
Especially when they're black. That's
we're
okay. Please don't cut that,
that
bit.
Yeah.
No. I plan to get cancelled this year, but not for this. Not for this. Bananas specifically, overripe bananas, overripe.
So Lynn Smith's take is, don't put a black one in your mouth. They're rank.
Ah. This is it, isn't it? This is where it ends for me.
You're done. You're done. Your fledgling comedy career is... You're going the way of Mr. Badger.
I died before I was even born on this one, wasn't I?
I did say it's going to be controversial. Pitch. How's your feeling on brown bananas?
I'm going to stop talking about them now because I can't see myself getting out of this hole. Although, no, I will. I'll continue to talk about them. I won't reference the colour. At any stage. So, because they split into three, a very famous dessert involving banana split.
Yes.
Why are we using a knife? Why are we using a knife at all?
Because it makes your fingers get messy.
Oh, get over it. Grow up.
What? Why? Do you regularly messy stick your fingers into fruit?
Yes! Bust it clean up. Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, sensory kid, but like, just sticking your fingers in a banana, okay? Nope. What? We're moving on to another fruit. I can't be doing that.
You are on the, if you don't mind me letting our audience know, you are on the LGBTQPIAAP plus.
Yeah.
Spectrum, aren't you?
So, part of the alphabet math. Plus. Yeah. Part of the alphabet mafia, that's it.
So, I take it you are quite used to delving your fingers into fruit.
Especially stone fruits, yes. No. Crude and lewd.
So you drug them as well. This is definitely a cancelable.
Why not? Why not? I'm going to let this become a fully devolved character assassination.
Yeah.
That I've investigated myself as well.
You have, yeah.
So, there, technically... I've got a complicated relationship with fruits, especially as I am one.
You are, but you got, well, fruit is a derogatory term, isn't it?
It's seen to be. There's a reclamation, much like with the word queer, which is what I identify as.
Yeah. Just off topic, can you explain queer to Mr. Badger and our listeners?
Not on behalf of everybody, but I can explain it on, like, from my side of things. Queer essentially represents a non-heterosexual interest, essentially. Oh. It could be anything within that bracket. It could be whatever you want it to be. It's very vague, intentionally so.
So, like, you want to shag a chicken or something?
If the mood took me, again in the right light.
So heterosexual is where one gender fancies the opposite, doesn't it? So like a man fancies a woman or a woman fancies a man. So queer is anything outside of that spectrum.
Well, queer also, to me, has it indicates maybe a non... essentially not cisgender identity as well. So it entails... I think, not necessarily, but it sort of entails a non-heteronormative setup in both gender and sexuality.
So,
and a rejection of heteronormativity.
I've had a lot of rejection.
Yeah. Me too.
So I take it then, so this is just spitballing here, you know, this is off the top of my head.
Mm.
If somebody, say, was to... enjoy the company of much younger sexual partners, that would be queer.
If they identified as queer, then they would be queer and a lot of other things as well.
Brilliant. So I get a lot more gigs now. Yeah. Right. So, we mentioned that these berries, so banana than berry.
None of the berries.
What other weird fruit facts have you found?
I found out that this is the real shocker. The majority of berries, as we know them, are not at all berries.
Hang on. So bananas are berry, lemons are berries, tomatoes are berries, but a berry's not a berry.
A strawberry's absolutely not a berry.
What's a strawberry?
It is an aggregate accessory fruit.
No, you're just making words up now.
I fucking wish I was. I wish I was, because I feel like I've gone insane in the past 3 hours looking at this shit. The fruit is the like 200 seeds on the strawberry.
When you eat a strawberry, you eat like hundreds of pieces of fruit.
Yeah, yeah. So we're on like, if you eat a punnet of strawberries, you're clocking like 1,000 a day. I don't know, 20,000 a day.
So what's the actual?
It's mad.
What's the flesh of the strawberry?
Fuck knows anymore. Don't know. Didn't get that far in. Got too weirded out by the sight of those little seeds germinating. It's fucked up. It's so
Germans,
fucked up.
I know. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. We're back to... Yep. There we go.
Yeah. Also, for the audio listeners, Larry here has decided to dress as a vicar but taken his collar off. So that's nice of you, Larry. Thank you. So we found out that...
clerical.
You are a clerical error.
I'm entering my clerical error. Yeah.
Hey, there we go. So we've worked out...
Keep them coming.
Bananas are berries, lemons are berries, tomatoes are berries, strawberries are not berries. Have we got any other...
raspberries and blackberries are also not. They are, I think they're effectively, they're another aggregate fruit. Multiple fruit. No, that's not it. That's not it. It's an aggregate fruit. So those are the little chambers and shit. They are, they're not. Tell you what is a fruit, although not specifically a berry, an almond.
No.
No.
It's a nut.
This becomes hokum very fucking quickly. That's just fruit and fruit. That's fruit and fruit. Unless a raisin's not a fruit anymore. I don't know. Maybe that's enough.
So what
it's hard
saying,
to say.
Again, for the audio listeners, she held up a bar of fruit and nut chocolate there, but you're saying that is now fruit and fruit.
That's fruit and fruit. If indeed raisins are fruit.
Have you checked it's to probably see if a else. Raisin is a fruit?
I can't.
A raisin is a grape, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a drug. So it is a berry. We've got berries and some of the...
So it's fruit and berry. That's the name of the chocolate.
It's berries, berries and droops. It's a droop.
What a droop? What the fuck's a droop apart from my testicles? What is a droop?
It's a fancy word for stone fruit.
It's a stone fruit. Lovely.
So plums, peaches.
I like when you break character and all of a sudden you start to giggle like a mentally challenged 5-year-old.
yes. It's a tricky laugh, but I was born with it, and
I hope you didn't.
We live with it. We have to live with
it. Yeah, it's a challenging laugh.
Imagine if I chose that laugh. Imagine living in it. Oh boy, it's rough. I'm fast running out of props, to be honest, Mr. Badger.
You're fast running out of props? What, you literally, you've only got phallic
which is great.
Fruit. Isn't that fucking strange?
Yeah, no.
I'd like to talk, Mr. Badger, about marrows.
Oh, fuck, pumpkins, that's it. Cucumber, pumpkin, squash, beans and peanuts and peas, corn, aubergines. They're all fruits.
No!
And that's a bird. Yes, they are!
Right. Where have you got your information from?
A variety of sources. A variety
Wikipedia.
Of sources. Yeah, initially, and then I read up. It's fine if you read around. You know, I'm not going to go and get a fucking J's store.
You are
again,
the,
I'm not doing that.
You are the Andrew Tate of the fruit world.
Justice for Tate, what can I say? I'm spreading misinformation like wildfire about fruits and vegetables. I'm here to shatter your perceptions. I don't care. What I care about is that my mental health has been compromised by this Wikipedia article. And a problem shared is a problem shared, isn't it? So let's just talk about it.
Well, thanks for that. Pumpkins are fruits.
Pumpkins are fruit.
In what way?
Which checks out when you think about what the other thing.
No.
Yeah, well, you
You can have pumpkin soup.
I've got Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah. I'd never have apple soup. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but you have had tomato soup, haven't you? Think on that.
But tomatoes are a berry.
They're a fruit.
You said tomatoes are berries, not fruits.
Berries are fruits. Berries are fruits.
But we've just got over a section where you said that fruits aren't fruits because they're berries.
No, I said... That's not what I said. What I said, or what I meant to say, anyway. Not that berries aren't fruits. Not what I intended. Berries are fruits, but not all fruits that you expect to be berries are berries. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of things that you don't expect to be fruits at all are fruits, including a lot of nuts.
Right, we're going to have a slight intervention here. Larry, are you on ketamine, right, by any chance?
I'd be a hell of a lot more relaxed if I were on ket, mate. I would be having the time of my life. This would not touch me at all. As it is, I've decided to be high on life for the past 10 years. Clean, clear, and under control. I ain't got a fucking excuse for the way that I'm feeling right now, other than I've got too much information coursing through my system.
So you don't, it's a you bit don't much, even, you don't drink or anything?
Well, no, not clear, like, not proper sober, but I haven't taken a drug in a very long time.
Like, caffeine, you don't take that, do you?
No, it'll decaffeinate.
You have decaffeinated coffee!
Yeah, glutton for punishment. Christ. I don't need it. I don't need it, man.
You do seem a tetchy figure. energetic is the polite way of putting it. You seem like you've sat on a bunch of ants. You literally have ants in your pants.
Oh, man. I'm covered in mosquito bites at the moment, so I feel really live.
Why are you covered in mosquito bites?
I guess I've got really sweet blood from all that fruit. I don't know. I don't understand it, but I've got... Because I love to have a syndrome, innit? I love to have a problem. I've got skater syndrome.
Skater syndrome? Is that where you love Avril Lavigne?
She was a skater boy. Yeah, why not? And I do. Off topic, I do. Low-key love Avril Lavigne, but... This is an allergy to mosquito bites, like a really extreme reaction. So I had one on my face. That was bad. I looked like Sid from Toy Story there.
So you literally, just you attract side. Mosquitoes, but you are they incredibly love allergic to them.
Yeah, it's toxic.
No, it we're feels at the like fucking Spears. Can you stop it? With the 90s pop star references. Or 2000s, I can't remember what Avril Lavigne was. She was one of them, wasn't she?
Early 2000s, the early aughts.
Yeah. Although she started off as a country and western artist, did you know that?
Did she indeed?
Well, if you think, you know her first major hit in the world, which is called Complicated.
Oh, yeah. She yodels as well, like all good Canadians.
Yeah, and play that back without the music video. And it's just a country and western song. That's genuinely what she was planning to be originally, and they realised she wouldn't crack the country market, so they just saw the trend in alternative so what they did, music. Yeah.
What they did was put her in a t-shirt and put a tie on her, and then
literally
millions.
Went, yeah. They said, like, put her in...
Millions of teenage girls did it.
Put her in leggings with, like, little tear marks in, and maybe a short, like, schoolgirl shirt. And pretend she's into skateboarders and all that sort of shit. And I can't remember the name, but there was the lead singer from Sum 41 said she doesn't have a rock
Derek,
bone in her
Derek
body.
Wibley.
Derek Wibley, what a fucking name.
I know. It's a memorable one, isn't it? It's good,
I think we're going completely off topic. Do you know Katy Perry was originally a country and western artist as well?
Was she?
Yeah, and she was also a Christian singer. So she tried to crack the country and western market, failed. Tried to crack
and
the
then launch
market,
with I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah, that's it. And so I think what we've learned that little section is if you're not very talented, just be controversial.
I've banked very, very heavily on that formula. I learnt from the best.
Yeah, well,
Katy Perry's, Avril Lavigne's.
Yeah. I think we might have slightly strayed away from the fruit topic.
I think we're right back to it with I Kissed the Girl. I think we're right back to it. So, fruit in the more pejorative sense. We touched on that.
I like to wear pejoratives when I go to bed.
Okay. All right. We're right back to it. Okay. So, it originally... Sorry, I won't wave a pen. That was quite aggressive. It stems from, I believe, Polari. Are you familiar with the term Polari?
That's where loads of women in their 40s get together and do yoga, isn't it?
Very close. Very close. It is, in fact, you're going to love this. It's a cant.
It's a cant. It's a cockney. An annoyed cockney.
Kind of. I mean, it is. The two are very much alike, but it's derived very heavily from Romance languages, and it's gay slang. Gay slang that originated in the 19th century, maybe further beyond. But it's very much associated with Punch and Judy shows now. There were a lot of gay performers there, but it became this sort of code language, and fruit was the queen in Polari.
And that verged
into Cockney rhyming slang. This is a genuine lesson. This is the bit that I can speak with some knowledge on and being passionate about.
What are we okay. on?
We're talking about
Punch and Judy. It was full of the gays, the gays didn't like to be called the gays, so they called themselves fruits. What the fuck are you on about, Larry?
I did take a few little side turns there, so I'll go back to it. So. The term fruit, used in a pejorative sense, stems from Polari, which is, yes, pajamas, the gay cant.
And you can't call them gay cants!
I can, you can't!
I'm on the LGBT scale now, thank you, because you just told me I was! I'm the P! That's what that letter's for!
Okay! So... Polari was widely spoken amongst the Punch and Judy population.
So Polari is a language.
So the performance. Polari is a language, a slang language, a code language.
Right, I see.
It cannot be understood, but it got, I believe, co-opted. But this may be complete misinformation as well. I did read it on Wikipedia, but I read around it, and I believe the Cockney rhyming slang kind of took bits of Polari and twisted it. So fruit. Became a part of that.
So, we've now...
So it was originally some gay shit.
So you're now saying that Cockney rhyming slang, the thing that was invented to stop the police breaking into mafia conversations, derived from gay slang created...
No, not derived entirely.
Shows.
It's a bold claim, but apparently I'm going to make it. No! That's not what I said at all, I don't think, but now I'm starting to believe it. You put forward a very, very convincing synthesis of my apparent argument there.
I think we've just found like out what idea. Your show is going to be in 2024. Cockneys. Fucking hell.
It's just called You Bunch of Cans.
You Bunch of Cans.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Hey.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, also, this is a fun little bit that I found in that research moment. There was in the... Again, we'll go back to Canada, Avril Lavigne represent. In the 50s through the 70s, the Canadian Civil Service had what they called a fruit machine, which was essentially a gay detector.
Hang on. So now, gay people play fruit machines.
Love the slot. The right.
I'm back to it.
Legitimately.
Right.
Pleasing myself. But for real, it was like a pseudoscience thing. There was a lot of bullshit going on there at the time, and it with McCarthyism in throes. So there was a lot of skepticism around the gay community, obviously, with the fact of legal. But there was a machine, a literal physical machine that they used to run psychometric tests and pseudoscientific tests on perceivedly gay men. And what they essentially did was just read out a bunch of apparently erotic words to gay men and tested their reactions to them with this machine, the fruit machine. Essentially, yes. Yeah, that was the, I think I read top male was amongst the phrases that were meant to be arousing to these men. And of course, it didn't have a great hit rate.
Like a show presented by like fucking the presenters of Top Gear, doesn't it? It's just like they don't do cars anymore now. They just talk about blokes and which ones are the fastest and got the biggest.
That's it. They cut out the middleman, cut out the phallic symbols, just talk about the dicks.
Yeah. I'm a show that I'd never watch. Gregory.
That's so horrible. I'd never watch it. I could never bring myself to watch it.
You'd never I don't think I'm top male.
No.
You wouldn't watch Jeremy Clarkson getting buggered and reviewing it.
Actually.
Yeah.
No, you put it like that.
Yeah.
I just thought he'd be the buggerer. You know, I don't have time for that.
He's too old now. It's probably like getting an erection at that age is a celebration, isn't it? But anybody can just slap a piece of butter up their anus and go for it. So.
Man, but have you seen Last Tango in Paris? That's just
I was actually the stunt double for that scene.
Oh, I was lying. Okay.
And let me tell you, my anus is still buttery.
Yeah. Oh, God.
They should have used something like margarine. I think butter is a waste. Butter's lovely.
It is expensive as well. Yeah, that's just lard. I mean. Lord it.
What a show of extravagance if you can afford butter for anal sex. It's at least use like
I'd rather
a substitute, you know, or a I can't believe it's not buggery. One of them sort of
exactly.
Things.
I can't believe it's not butter and it's just lube like a normal person would use. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be a memorable scene, would it?
No, that's it. He should have used ketchup. So then you couldn't tell if he'd gone in too hard or not. You're like, well, it's...
Oh man! That's very bleak. That's very bleak, my friend.
Welcome to Mr. Bandit Talks to
Oh.
So.
That's a bit too rich for my blood, man.
It's a bit too rich. For your blood, but not for your bumhole. Lovely to learn things out about you, Larry. So we've got about five minutes left, Larry. Have you got any other shocking fruit facts, whether that be fruit, berry fruit, or human fruit?
Absolutely not. No, I've run out of steam now. Have you got anything you'd like to say about fruit? Or any questions you want to ask about?
I don't buy into the five fruit and veg a day myth.
You know what? That's the minimum as well. They made that an achievable... the government... not a non-binary person. They made that like the minimum attainment because they knew that it was going to be unrealistic to ask for the sevens that are actually recommended. It just seemed impossible to people.
I've not eaten three fruit or vegetables a day since about 1992 and I'm still all right. Except for the cat.
Yeah, you're really hanging on in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
This is genuine now. I'm going to break character slightly and go into the actual man behind the mask. My father, when my mother passed away, ate nothing but donuts. That's now 5 years ago. And he's still going strong. He's got no teeth. All he eats is donuts.
That's a great preservative, man. It's the same as people who pickle themselves. It's either with vinegar or alcohol. It works.
So what we've said so far is that you think Cockney rhyming slang comes from the gay language, you don't like black objects,
it borrowed.
And now you're saying people should drink more alcohol to make themselves better.
To ensure a long and happy life, drink more. My nan was a great example. She lived to a really ripe age. And she was borderline flammable. You know, she was very well preserved.
Was her name Anspestos?
No.
Because that's the opposite.
You never quite know.
No. Right, I think you do know what your grandma was called. That's if you, you're actually drinking fruit now, aren't you?
I am. I'm trying to get my five a day in.
What is that? Because that's contains, expensive fruit.
It was on offer. I wouldn't ever, like, I'm going to restate, working class comedian. Comedian. I'm drinking this because it was very heavily marked down. It's called Blue Spark. I won't tell you it's by. It contains guava, pineapple, apple, and blue spirulina, which is seaweed, some shit, I don't know, with vitamins, untold vitamins, and coconut water. Coconut, incidentally, also a fruit.
We've just ended the podcast on another mind blow. Coconuts are not... The clue is in the fucking name! They're not called coca fruits!
Fuck it. Nah. Nothing is as it seems. The culinary world and the botanical world... The world of botany have nothing in common. Fruits and vegetables are completely arbitrarily chosen by cooks. It's ridiculous.
So, just before we end, Big Larry, is there anything you'd like to plug on Mr. Badger's show?
Yeah, why not? I run a night called
why
Comedy
not
Jam.
With a TV show?
Not mine. No. Comedy Jam. Worcester.
Comedy Jam.
Comedy Jam.
Comedy Jam.
That's right, the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit. The jam fruit. The famous fruit jam.
Yeah. Probably made with vegetables. Don't know anymore.
That's it. Fuck it, yeah. Cucumber jam. I think you can.
But that's a fruit, so it still fucking counts, doesn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so, Comedy Jam.
So, it's a new material night. Jam, Worcester, new material night.
Mm-hmm. Handily. Sorry about the glare situation. I've got a poster that I'm holding up. It's a bit tragic, but that's a clown in some jam.
A clown in some jam.
Yeah.
What a lovely...
It's very good.
What a lovely...
I made that with AI.
You made it with AI?
Mm-hmm. So AI made it, really, didn't they? I can't take full credit, but I edited
Alan Iverson,
it.
The 1990s basketball player.
You can call me AI by Paul Simon. Yeah. That's it.
Well, so is there anything else going on? Because I know you did have not a solo show. You had a show about being miserable or something, didn't you?
Yeah, Lame Miserables with Dave Flynn and Robin Harvey. We finished our run with that. We're retiring the bit now. Come October, Birmingham Comedy Festival, come watch out. I've got something coming with one other.
Does the other have a name?
I can't reveal it just yet. Wait for the brochures to drop.
Is it Andrew Tate?
Permitting, you know.
By Andrew Tate and Lynn Smith.
You know what? I would love it if there were a cage, but we'll see if I can find the next best alternative. What I will tell you is it's a supernatural comedy horror themed show.
Oh, it's not with a good friend of the show, Tom Short, is it?
It's not.
Oh, because Tom Short does a horror show. So for any horror show fans out there, check out his solo show and at the Birmingham Comedy Festival.
And don't go to mine.
No, he's from Manchester anyway. He's not travelling all the way to Birmingham. Yeah. Birmingham stinks.
Yeah, why would he?
So in the Birmingham Comedy Show Festival, will it be under the name Lynn Smith or do you have a pseudonym?
Yeah, it'll be under Lynn Smith, but... I may or may not actually be there. I'm orchestrating it. I don't know whether I'm actually going to be. Yeah. I know it's not. I'm involved. I'm a director. But I may get a substitute to actually fulfill
the
part.
You're a fucking Tory is what you are. You're like Simon Cowell. You just put your name on it and take the money and do fuck all.
You know what? I'm a manager. I'm a manager. Great delegator.
Great delegate. A delegate is also another type of fruit. What a lovely way to end the show. A delegate. They live in the salt water, don't they? It's, you can always tell a delegator and a crocodile.
Yeah. Very delicate meat, actually. Have you ever eaten alligator or crocodile?
I've had crocodile, yeah. It's surprisingly nice, yeah.
Quite tender, isn't it?
I had shark as well, which was fucking disgusting. If anybody offers you shark, do not eat it.
Yeah. Was it that, like, salt preserve one?
It looked like sponge, like literally a yellow puffy sponge. And they said it's because the shark flesh is toxic. So to eat it, you have to let it rot. And it has to rot all the toxins out of it.
Is it Icelandic delicacy?
I don't know. This was in Cornwall. The blood might have been Icelandic. I don't know.
Same difference. Yeah. Well, I'm bored now, Mr. Badger.
I don't blame you. Right, so you've plugged your show. You've plugged your comedy night. Worcester, twice a month, comedy jam. Check it out. Free entry. You get to see terrible acts doing new material.
Holding it together like loose fairy pizza. Yeah.
I said terrible acts. Calm down. So we're going to finish the show now. It's Linda Smith, isn't it? Or is it Big Lindy you go by?
Any of the above.
Right, so do check your stuff out. You're on Facebook and Instagram and all that shit.
Yeah, follow me at DoubtBeat on Instagram. As in, I doubt you could beat that. You can find me on just Lynn Smith on Facebook. I don't do Twitter. Too pissy.
Too pithy. Are you taking on that, whatever it is, the Instagram version of Twitter? I forget what it's called now.
Threads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only because I love the war.
Why call it fucking Threads?
I love the war.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm on Threads. Yeah. But I haven't used it yet, probably.
I'm probably not going to use it. Or Twitter. Or Instagram. I hate social media. Anyway. It's lovely natting to you, Linda. Can you say goodbye to the boys and girls?
I didn't think there'd be boys and girls watching, to be fair. I thought it was just going to be a fairly mature crowd. But I'll say goodbye to the people who are watching. This isn't being shown to anyone under 18, is it?
No. Goodbye,
boys and girls.
So we finally got a Discord room set up for anybody who's a fan of the podcast. You just want to go on there, have a chat, maybe leave some questions for Mr. Badger, or just talk to me. I'm quite lonely. If you do want to find out, just go onto your local Discord. That's a website or an app, they call it nowadays. Discord, and search for Mr. Badger's Room for Utter Scum. I think my management team have put a link on my Facebook profile as well if you're on there. Anyway, hope to see you on there soon. We'll all have a good chat and all that. Bye-bye!